June 10th, at 10 a.m., Town Hall. Both have a forum. Media has been notified, we need a motion to approve the agenda. Anybody want a second there?
A second.
Okay. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'm sorry.
What, do you need more pens?
Yes, please, thank you.
Oh, here's another pen.
All right.
I've got like two, three of them ordered.
Item.
You still.
I took them all, I got them.
Item number five, review for approval liquor license applications. Everybody has a copy of the actual application and a list.
And really, nothing at all has changed since last year. Same people, same requests. Have all the forms, has a due date.
Nice, Kristen.
I'm sorry, I meant to close it, and I opened it, and my kid was yelling at the phone.
Mine's like, your daughter's calling you, where you're at, oh my god. It's funny.
No notices from liquor? Nope. Nobody called me?
No purveyors, everybody's current.
Not this year, nobody gave me a call.
That needs to?
They will be before they get the license, yeah.
And then if they're not, then you guys don't issue?
Then we don't issue.
We don't issue the license, right? And that's right on the original application to them.
Well, nothing jumps out at me, if you want a blind, so.
No, that's not.
Make a motion to approve them all as listed on the public notice.
Need a second?
Second.
No, you can't, you're treasurer, as treasurer, you're the board and the liquor committee.
I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the liquor license applications as presented. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
I've already sent, quite a while ago, sent a thing for the tribal council, which was on June 22nd, that they were reviewing these also.
Okay, great.
I sent a packet over to them, so.
And then we'll be doing ours next week.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Item number six, discussion and possible action, fireworks procedures.
I have nothing, they wanted to send us a agenda.
Yes. For the last several years, we've been trying to link it with the town and see about working on getting the fireworks ordinance for the sale of fireworks or property.
Is it their maintenance situation?
Yeah.
Are they?
The concern is that, you know, there's several, the town doesn't have an ordinance, however, there are federal laws that govern.
There are state statutes also.
And
without having a license, what we're seeing is at one property, minors are selling fireworks. Well, that's against the law. There's insurances that need to be provided for properties. There's storage requirements, things of a safety nature that really need to be addressed that are not being addressed without permit. So basically, it's kind of like a free-for-all. Anybody who wants to come and sell fireworks in the town of Black Flambeau, if you can find the land, you can do this without any...
And that's happening on Taylor.
Yes. Well, it's like with the insurance, you know, I was thinking of, you know, you've got this location here, this location here, this location here. With the tribe at our fireworks place, at our shop uptown, Wattosh Fireworks, you gotta have your insurance covered for the whole year. You have to have full coverage insurance. You have to have a permit from the tribe. It has to go to the committee for approval to make sure that you're not selling stuff you're not supposed to be selling.
Right.
And of course, with the age limit and all that, but it's a lot of safety because if something gets lit or somebody just goes, oh, let's go check these fireworks out, and they're smoking a cigarette.
Sure.
Like, who's liable for that? Mm-hmm. Who's gonna be liable if something happens or something starts blowing up?
Yeah.
And we have had it happen in the past here, so.
Yes.
And that's just a real ugly, it's the safety, it's the, you know, everybody following what they're supposed to be following.
So this is for the places that sell it, then you're talking.
Yeah, you got the tent set up, you've got the place on Highway 70.
Okay.
What?
It's not for the people that set them up on for the...
No.
No.
This is completely different. Yeah, that's our thing we do for the show.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is just personal sellers, like people that come on the res and, you know,
open their trunk.
Open a tent up and start going, woo, here you go. You know, I mean, it's kind of, and then, like Kristen said, we did have somebody that was underage last year selling there. Mm-hmm. And I believe
In addition, it also helps regulate, you could have black market product out there and not know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary in itself, or, you know, product from the year prior, which is not the best product, exactly.
Sure.
It's not being stored properly.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of security, safety issues that, you know, come to my mind, because particularly with the area that was over on H, those fireworks were being housed in that storage building.
Oh, okay. Next to the bar.
In the garage, yeah. So you have the auto shop with what other kind of flammables are there. You know, it's a, and it's right next to the road.
I don't know if that would have been far enough away from the house. I know there's a footage requirement for being a distance from the house. And I don't know if it would have even been that.
Well, and it's, you know, if you store fireworks, they need to be a certain footage away from any building.
Any kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Has anything in it, which is, you know, the other concern, because, you know, and then you have the property owners of these garages. What if something blows up and, you know, I know people that have their classic cars in there. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of an ugly thing, and not having these sellers to have the proper insurance.
Yeah.
Then is it the property owner's liability? But we were able to get Byron's County involved, but that was more for an easement issue. And they couldn't take any further action because the town does not have an ordinance. So they had to move their tent back a certain amount of feet from the highway.
But which puts it closer to
the house. Puts it closer
and
to
the storage building.
The storage unit's out right there, too.
The building.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good idea.
The car can get away from you, but the building
can't. Yeah. Oh, my.
So those are, like, the main issues we've been trying to... I know I personally have been sending emails for the last several years trying to get this issue on the table. And because it is a concern of ours, it's the concern of the tribes, just to make sure that all these sellers, if they want to sell, but let's make sure you're safe about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so there is a small fee that is paid to the tribe. I believe it's like $300.
It's $200.
$200 for this permit, but with the permit, then the seller has to provide that insurance copy. Where they will be selling the fireworks from, so there's the location or the fire house number, the fire number.
And they have to have it posted in their area up, so if tribal police or, you know, come by, they can see that, okay, you guys went through, you have all your, you know, what's required, so.
Well, unfortunately, it's too late for us to get an ordinance for this year because it takes up two readings, that's consecutive meetings, and then publishing it. So we're a little late for this one. Actually, I have not been in favor of this in the past because I personally think that every ordinance we adopt reduces people's freedom. And it does. But when there are safety issues such as you're talking about here that are obvious and people are flagrantly doing this because they know they can here, I don't like that. So I...
That's kind of waving it in your face.
It is, and I do think, I agree, I think we should have an ordinance. I'm not in favor of a $200 fee.
Yeah, that's...
That's if that's how you do it, that's fine. You know, I don't object to that, but I think that's not there. But I'd like to have it compatible with the tribe's ordinance, but, you know, just reflective of what the town requires.
If there is a fee, you know, maybe the fee can come to the town versus the tribe, but still give them some sense of, you know, a true business.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we do with the real license, we split it or whatever.
Well, I think, yeah, that's what I'm envisioning, that we would have our own ordinance, we'd have our own application. The people on fee land come to us and the tribal come to you, and just like we do with the liquor licenses. And that, I think, would work.
Does the tribe issue those for a year or are they issued for a time period?
They're issued for a time period.
A time period, because it's a seasonal, kind of a seasonal thing.
That's what I'm kind of getting at, you know, is it...
Yeah, because you don't see, you're not going to see, you're not going to...
No longer than 120 days.
Yeah, you're not going to see somebody out here in a tent in the middle of December.
I hear enough of those damn things go off at New Year's Eve.
What Scott and I do is because ours is covered and housed, we have certain dates we have placed on our permit, like New Year's. Sometimes we sell to the casino. We put stuff away for them, so we're able to do that on within that 2 or 3 days. But that's the set. But yeah, you really don't. But we have insurance all year round anyway, because you never know. So it's just one of those things. But yeah, there is a it's just a little this time of the year. I think 2 months even.
It is, yeah.
It's really not long at all. It really isn't. It's not long at all.
But I think if people...
Middle of May to the middle of July or something.
Yeah, it's pretty much done.
If people are violating common sense safety issues, then I'm afraid we do have to regulate it.
And we're worried about, it's the safe, you know, just to make sure that they're compliant with...
Well, and the insurance issue is also a big one.
You've got to have insurance, it's a big bummer.
Do you have several people that come now to you for these permits? I mean, have you issued these in the past?
No, the tribe, the tribal council, well, they'll come to, not on fee land or however you want to put that. They come to us and they say, okay, we want to put up this blah, blah, blah. Here's our insurance, here's our...
So you already have...
So then it comes and they have done some of these. Then we recommend, yes, you know, they have all their stuff, this is great, they can sell. Then it goes to tribal council for approval and then they approve it and... And then they get an actual permit, they print out a permit with the chairman's signature on it, or chairman's signature.
And so you're not starting from scratch and reinventing the wheel. We're more than happy to share.
Well, yeah, that's why...
Like the stuff we use, Matt, yeah, absolutely.
That's why what I'd like, you know, if we're going to move ahead with it, we want it to be as close as possible so that there isn't any confusion.
Right, so people...
I agree with that, I agree, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what the first thing that might happen is, well, geez, I want to do this, well, I can do this with the town, but not with the tribe. I'll go through the tribe on this one, I want to stay away from the town.
Now, there is a section right in there somewhere about this, though.
Yeah, I have forwarded prior, not recently, but I have forwarded prior the town's ordinance and, or the tribe's ordinance and, you know, different safety rules that are laid out within. I don't think they're extraordinary.
Does it kind of follow the statutes?
Yes.
And it's, because we would typically adopt the statutes by reference as part of our ordinance.
As part of the ordinance.
Yeah, so that would be included along with any other additional requirements?
Yeah, well, we can forward the forms and such too, so.
If you wanted to use, yeah, then you're not, yeah, like Kristen said, you're not reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
Because it's all gonna be, it's all, everybody has to follow, it's good to follow the same.
And that way somebody can't fill something out and say, oh, I thought I did that, and you say, well, they're the same.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So, yeah. And a lot of what we hear also from, you know, even looking at the federal laws within, off of the ETF website, they're, I did do a comparison and they're very, very similar. So.
Good.
Well, let's do that. What we can do is, I guess, we got this being full, I can't remember what's on.
That one's good.
But we'll.
We'd never get it done by the fourth of July.
Yeah, we, yeah.
No, that's fine.
But what we can do is we'll get it on in July and then, if you can send us what you have for the actual permit and the application forms, we've got your ordinance, and then we can work through that and work with that and then have something that's similar and then propose that.
I think once people see that it's on our agenda, they'll realize that something is coming, you know, so that'll be a good thing. At least there's a little warning.
Right, and the other thing too is, you know, if we would, most of us would be, or all of us would be more than willing to come to the town meetings to help answer any questions and help, you know, the board answer the public and.
I think it's a pretty basic question of the safety of, that we know that who's selling it, where it's being sold, and then if something happens, it's insured.
Yeah, I can't imagine that would be any big issue made about it, I hope that it would be pretty much a no-brainer.
I remember right too, Monocle's got one.
I don't know if Herbert Blair does.
I don't know if they do, I think Woodruff does.
Doesn't matter really, I want it now, so.
Monocle, Hazelhurst, and Herbert Blair, look at that.
Okay.
Boy, she's on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay, good, I don't think we need.
We, I don't think we need any action, but we'll.
But you have our commitment.
Give you the information and, yeah, and then we can.
Yeah, just email it or drop it off with Nancy and then.
So I'll just put it as discussion was held and.
Yeah.
Yeah, discussion held regarding.
Fireworks.
Fireworks permit procedures and the town will pursue.
Working.
Working on it with an ordinance.
Sounds good.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Awesome.
Very good. Yeah, I guess we need a motion to adjourn at 10:00.